And the Derry Club Championships kick off next weekend, and quite a number of big games. And I suppose first things first, is the Derry Senior Championship and the Championship in general as big as ever and as competitive as ever?
It's a very competitive championship, Tom. It's always been a very competitive championship. I know the Ballinrea have won the last three championships now and are going for four in a row, and I suppose that makes it very, very interesting as well to see if anybody can topple them. But they've been going very, very well, even in the league as well. So, but I think there's a few teams who would be looking at it and saying, like, we could beat them.
Yeah, yeah. And I know I've heard it said that it's such a competitive championship, and such is the interest in the championship down the years, that it has often been seen as to the detriment of the county scene. Would that be the county setup? Would that be fair to say?
I don't think so at this stage. You know, to be honest with you, I think, you know, the county was probably affected by, we had a number of league matches played very quickly after the National League final, you know, and I think that naturally, my personal opinion, I think that had a significant impact on the Derry team that played against Donegal, because there were four or five boys who got injured in those matches, and that had a significant bearing on on that match in Sally Park.
Yeah, yeah, it's the big elephant in the room, isn't it?
It's very difficult to know. Do you play matches? Do you play club football? Do you not play club football? And I suppose it comes down to the county board, and it comes down to the manager of the county team to try and sort out between them what is the best way to for all the progress.
Yeah,
and I think it's very, very important at the start of the year to sit down and agree.
Yeah,
this is the way it should be, and sometimes this is the way it should be doesn't turn out to the way it is, and it doesn't give the county manager a fair chance. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, and as well as do you have the star fixture situation in Derry? No.
Well, with matches where county players don't have to play as well, so there's a few of those in the league as well, but it's very, very difficult. If you're a club player, you want to play for your team.
Yeah.
You want to play for your club, you know, so it's very, very difficult. So I think the decision should be maybe taken out of the hands of players and try to organise fixtures to ensure that everybody gets a decent chance at what they're doing.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the championship, because that's a much bigger debate.
And it's one that goes on
in every county.
That's a two-year system.
Yeah, that's one that goes on in every county.
Yeah.
But back to the championship, as you said, Ballinderry going for a four in a row. Suppose hot favourites again this year?
Hot favourites, obviously, with their league form. They have progressed through the league, sitting top of the league. They're unbeaten and they're very, very strong. And even though they've lost, there's a couple of players not playing at present. Daniel McInnes is away in Boston for the summer, and Aaron Devlin, I think, is presently in Australia. But Ballinderry has a squad of players that they're fit to bring two or three more boys in, and they just play away as if it's no effect on the team.
Yeah, and who are going to be the teams that are going to challenge them?
Well, I suppose looking at league form, you would have to say, you know, the Loop have been going really well of late, and they've got a nice wee system in place. Peter Doherty is in charge of them now. He was formerly in charge of Killarney when they went to the county final a couple of years ago, and he seems to have done a real good job with them. They seem to be progressing well, and they have to go back to Coleraine and Slough Neil there, and still be considered the strongest teams. And also, obviously, Dungiven, who were going well last year up until the championship quarter finals, they have progressed well too.
Yeah, and Lavi Balahi, where are they at this stage?
Lavi and Balahi are just, we're happy enough to be fittering away and doing all right and trying to get there as best we can. And I suppose they're maybe not as strong as they were maybe during the early 90s, but we're still progressing nicely. And both clubs are putting a lot of effort and a lot of time into underage.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully the fruits of that will come through. I wouldn't discount either of the two of them at the moment. Lavi were in the championship semi-final last year. Blackie were beaten by Lavi earlier on in the championship. So you just never know what happens when it comes to the championship, especially with clubs of strong tradition.
Yeah. Anyway, looking ahead to next weekend's games, the first of them is actually on Thursday night. It's Banagher against Glenullen. It's in Owen Beg.
Great match. And I suppose a good local derby to start the whole thing rolling, and I suppose Banagher will be able to concentrate on the football now. I think the hurlers were beaten the other night, so that gives them. Banagher have all their footballers out. They're as strong a team as there is in Derry. It's getting them all out at the one time has been difficult for them. And Glenullen obviously have the two Bradleys in attack, and they have a few other younger players coming through as well, so Neil McNichol and boys like that, so they're strong as well. I suppose what has side could be flowing Lowen's way, maybe just with Owen Bradley up front, and he's always very, very dangerous in Championship football, and his ability to score goals. And I think maybe Glenholm might just be a wee bit much for Banagher, maybe having enough time to get everybody together. But I wouldn't be surprised if PJ McCluskey's back that they could beat Glenholm too.
Yeah, and is Owen Bradley if available to play with Glenholm? I know he went away to America, didn't stay very long, but that was on a sanction. But I'm sure that's been sorted, has it?
Oh yeah, surely to play now after 30 days when you come home. So he's back playing surely, and I'm sure he'll be as dangerous as ever.
Yeah, yeah, and I might be with a little point to prove as well.
Aye, of course, and I suppose the best place to do it is in Championship football.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's against the best teams, and that's what you want to do.
Moving on to Friday night, and one of the teams you mentioned as possible challengers to Ballinderry, Coleraine, won the Championship a few years ago. They're playing Kilray.
Yeah, Coleraine's always very, very difficult to beat. I suppose their biggest difficulty, I suppose, in this year has been the loss of Barry McGoldrick. Barry's been out with a long-term knee injury, and he's been slower to come back than I'm sure he would have liked. He's been a great loss to them now, but they're still very, very strong. Last year they were beaten by Ballinscreen in the Championship semi-final after a replay, so they're not that far away, and they're always challenging now when it comes to Championship football, so they're very, very strong, and I would anticipate them doing well. Coray have had an up and down league. They've had some great results in it. I think they beat Slaughneil a couple of weeks ago there, and yet but I suppose their biggest problem is the loss of Lee Kennedy has went to I think Canada, and he would have been a prolific scorer for them and an excellent footballer, and I suppose it's been very difficult to replace him. But that'll be a very tight match as well. Damian Barton has come into Coleraine, and he's sort of put a lot of work into them, and I'm sure it'll be a good tight match.
Yeah, that game, as we said, on Friday night, and then moving to next Saturday this week. I suppose two of the outsiders, real outsiders, Mahara Felton and Swatra in Ballinascreen.
Both teams have been progressing fairly well through the league. Mahara Felton have been putting a lot of work into strength and conditioning. Anthony Begley, who has worked with the county team, has been doing a lot of work with them, and they seem to be doing quite well through the league. Swatra had a whirlwind start to the league, and they won four out of their first five matches, but settled down a wee bit more lately. But they're still very, very strong on their day, and I could see that's one of those games I'd be looking at and thinking here that could be a Wednesday night out after that, because it'll be that tight. For the replay.
Yeah.
It could be one of those matches that will be very, very close.
Yeah, and then moving on to Saturday evening, the double bill back in Owen Beg, your neighbours Lavi, as you said, showed promise last year, semi-finalist against Ford Glen, intermediate champions of the last couple of seasons.
I suppose Lavi have been hit too by the fact that they've a few players have went to America for the summer as well. Kieran O'Boyle, Kieran McGurk have left to go to America, and I'm sure that has weakened Lavi significantly, I suppose, during their league matches of late. But they still seem to be scoring not too bad, and I'm sure them and Ford Glen are very, very quick. They're small but very, very quick up front, and a couple of years ago they won the Intermediate Championship, come up into Division 1 last year, and have been, especially at home, they're very, very difficult to beat in the league, and have been progressing very well under Paddy Downey from Blair, who's looking after them. So they've done really well over the last two or three years, and I think that's their first venture into Senior Championship in a good way. So it's a tough match for them now. Lavi are obviously very traditionally very strong in the Championship, and it'll be tight now, but I think maybe Lavi made a bit too much for them.
And the second of the double bill next Saturday evening, you mentioned Loop earlier on, showing good signs as well, and probably one of the challengers for Ballinderry. They're taking on Steelstown, I suppose, who have made great strides in the last decade or so.
Steelstown, I suppose, we're very lucky, I suppose, today. There's a couple of clubs that have come through. You look at Coleraine and you look at Steelstown, and I suppose they're the model for clubs to follow, and the amount of work that they've put into underage, and it has progressed through to developing their senior team. Steelstown have come up on Division 1 and held their own in it more than well. The Loop at the minute are flying, the word I would use for them. They're small, they're very athletic, they can score. Up front they have Michael McVeigh, Anthony O'Neill, they're small players, but they're very, very good players, and they've been scoring really well. And I suppose their big advantage is they're kicking out a goal. Thomas Mallon, the county goalkeeper, his kicking out has improved so much from even from last year, and he's finding men from the kick out all the time. And I suppose it's a great advantage when you're one in your own possession from kick outs, and he's continually doing that all the time in the league matches for him.
And
so Steelstown,
who are the central players for that for them?
Steelstown wouldn't have as many players as on the county team. It's more a group of players that have worked through together. So I'm not too sure who their main players are, but they're always hard to beat when they in the league at home. But I think Loop maybe have too much for them this time.
And then on Sunday, well, there's two double bills. One on Sunday afternoon. There's a single game, in Castle Dawson on Sunday afternoon. It's, as we said, Ballanderry, first outing against Newbridge, a real David and Goliath won this one.
It is at this stage. I know Newbridge have been struggling with injuries. Quite a few players injured of late, and Ballanderry just seem to be ready to go at it again. They have all their old hands back, Conliff Gilligan, Andy Muldoon, James Conway. All those boys are back out training and playing during the league, and I'm sure they're mad to do the four in a row. It hasn't been done for a good while, so they've been mad keen to defend their championship title. And Newbridge could have a difficult enough day against them, I think, if they're on fire as they can be.
And then moving on to Sunday evening, we have that double bill in Owen Beg. Starting at 5:30, and I suppose the match of the round, I suppose, has to be the meeting of Ballaghy and Dungiven.
I think those two matches on the Sunday night should attract a fairly good crowd. You'll have everybody coming from Derry to it, but it'll also bring people from other counties to it as well. Especially the Ballaghy and Dungiven traditionally has always been great matches in the championship, and we played them in the league down at Ballaghy a few weeks ago, and I think there was only a couple of points in at the end, and it was high scoring, and it was very entertaining, and both teams, you know, pushed to try and won matches. It wasn't really defensive orientated. It was going out there and trying to outscore each other. So it'll be a very, very interesting match. I suppose the big advantage to teams in the first round of the championship is that we do have a backdoor system, and maybe takes a wee bit of the age off it, but everybody wants to win the first round championship match.
And it's the big one, as we said. And the other one is, you mentioned, quite a big one as well. Spanish Green have shown significant improvement and have shown great progress, I suppose, in the last year or so, and they're up against Clochneil.
Well, Spanish Green went to the county final last year. Obviously, the few players on the county panel as well, with Carlos McWilliams and Benny Hearn. You know, those boys have been excellent servants to Ballaghy Green. And last year's progress, I think that they'll be trying to build on that in this year's championship. Their league has been up and down. Last year they went very, very well in the league and come into the championship and had a good run as well. But I think this year now they're sort of more looking just towards championship, and they've been preparing for that. Slaughneil are an excellent team as well. They won the Under-21 championship last year, so they've plenty of young fellas about there as well. There's a number of them, I suppose, involved in Maharaj Hogan team as well. So there's both teams will be very well evenly matched, and that will be a clinker of a game on Sunday evening. Both sets of forwards are very strong, and there's a young fella, McGrew, has come in to the Ballaghy Green team from, he was playing in Tyrone, and he's moved to Livingston Ballaghy Green, and he's been a great addition to them. He's a really good free hitter and very consistent, so that game will be very, very tight. And what I like about both those games on the Sunday evening is that, you know, none of the four teams are setting out this defensive stall of 12 men behind the ball and try and get through. As you know, the four teams will go out and try and play football against each other and try and win the match. I think that's, those two games could be excellent.
And as you said, Danny, of course, it's not straight knockout. There is a second chance for the losers.
Well, the backdoor system is very, very useful, and as gives teams a second go at it. I suppose we're only in July, and it's a long old time round to I suppose this time next year again to play championship football again. So at least you're guaranteed two matches in the championship, even in a bad year. So I think that helps players as well. They're getting a second chance at it. The only thing I would say is it does take away from the actual championship match. When championship match is knockout, there's a there's a wee bit more at stake in each of these matches, and I think everybody will be looking to, well, we're always going to get another chance here, and that definitely does affect the intensity of the game.
Yeah, and what the next weekend, eight losers all go into to play off, is that the way it works?
Yes, the losers from the first round of the championship go into play against each other,
yeah,
and the winners progress on. So it gives everybody a second wee go at it.
Yeah, you know? But I suppose the cut and thrust starts in the next round.
Well, I think it starts more now. It has to start now, because what you want to do is for a good run of the championship, what you want to do, I think it's like the snowball, as you can gather up as you go along and keep moving and forward in the right direction. It builds up momentum and it makes it easier to progress in the championship, rather than hiccups of getting beat and having to use back doors and trying to get yourself motivated again. It's very difficult to do, and you saw county teams find it very, very difficult to get themselves motivated for back doors. I think it's the exact same with clubs.
Yeah, and finally, before we let you go, we looking at the All Ireland series, we're at the stage now where we have the four champions, and we're all set for quarterfinals, almost set for quarterfinals. A couple of qualifiers to be played this weekend, and to finalise the pairings, and again next weekend. What do you make of it so far, and who do you see as the runners and riders?
Well, I think obviously looking at the county championships, you can see that Dublin are outstanding. They have progressed, I suppose, with the minimum of fuss. They've used their full panel in all the matches, and they've won all the games easy. So Dublin will be out to defend their title. But I like the progress of Donegal at the minute. I think Jim McGuinness has done a really fantastic job, especially after getting beat last year. It's very difficult after they lost an All-Ireland semi-final, to come back and won an All-Ireland. Last year, I suppose, they're confidence was knocked a wee bit again, getting beaten in Ulster final by Monaghan, and they found it very difficult to raise again then when Mayo beat them. I think he's done a fantastic job to get Donegal to where they're at now, and their one last Sunday against Monaghan was excellent. And Donegal will be a very difficult team to beat. Obviously Mayo are still going to be very, very strong as well, so I think those three have progressed significantly well. Kerry's show against Cork, I don't know if Cork were just a bad team or Kerry were fantastic. It's very, very difficult to know at this stage. You always have to keep a wee eye on Kerry to see where they're at. Obviously, with James Donnelly up front, they have one of the best forwards in Ireland, and he's on fire at the minute. So the four provincial champions are very, very difficult to beat. But if you ask me at the minute who's going to win All Ireland, I'd have to say Dublin look very, very strong and very capable of defending their title.